So Grant, tell us, how important is physical fitness in today's cricket?
I think in today's cricket it's pretty important. It's not the be all and end all, but I think with the amount of cricket that the players generally play these days, it's more just to keep you on the park for a lot longer. And for you to be consistent over the years, I think you've got to have some sort of levels of fitness.
And for a physical test, what sort of preparation do you need to make?
Well, this year we only conducted three simple tests. We did skin fold, which works out your percentage body fat. We did an aerobic test called the yo-yo, so the guys have got to run multiple shuttles over a distance, over a certain time. And then we did a 2 kilometer time trial, which you've got to try and run as fast as you can, and that measures your endurance.
Is there any specific preparations before these tests that someone who's undergoing the training need to go through?
No, I think nowadays, being cricket being a professional sport and all year round, we kind of expect the players to maintain fitness. I know they've had a bit of time off and niggles do play a part, but it's just to see where they are. And then obviously with the regular testing, we just got to make sure that they keep improving and not going below certain standards.
And at all these three tests, can you tell a little bit more about these tests, that how they are conducted and what are the specific advantages each of these tests have?
All right, so skin folds was the first test, that works out your percentage body fat. The whole idea of that is you've got to try and be as light as you can. I believe if you're a little bit heavy, it's harder for you to move, and obviously that's a kind of a negative effect in the field. So yeah, we take it over seven points in the body, we add it up, and there's a formula and it works out your percentage body fat. Just to give you an idea, we try and get the cricket players to be under 10% body fat, which is good. Anything over that is an area of concern, and that's something where we address with the player and we've got to work on over the long run. The other test is the dreaded yo-yo test. It's a multi-stage shuttle run. It gets quicker every minute, and you've got to cover a distance of 20 meters at a time, and it just progressively gets faster and faster and faster. And again, it helps with your speed endurance. Obviously, we know why speed is important in cricket. Running between the wickets, getting to the ball, saving that great stop on the boundary, all of these factors play a part in doing that. And then the last test we did was a real simple test. It was just an old-fashioned 2 kilometer time trial. See how fast you can run 2 kilometers.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you guys.